Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to episode something.
Who knows what, of Deep Matter Radio.
Episode one or something? Of Deep Matter Radio.
It's been a long time, as long time fans might know.
So wait, what day is it today? September
3rd or something? What is it? 3rd September?
Or is it the 4th?
The 6th is...
It's 2011, but
this is embarrassing.
As for the day of September,
I think it's 4th.
I'm not sure.
It's either the 3rd or the 4th. It's 11:35 p.m. at the moment. We're sitting on a balcony in at 100 Spadina
Road. And yeah, we're in a dark balcony, ready for a nice radio discussion with our good friends Joel W. Nash and Zed Shu, or is it Jenny Shu?
This is actually really really exciting for us. I don't think that means it stopped. It's just... Anyway, continue on. This is a big deal because what it represents is the...
It's rare that we have the four of us together like this. As you'll know if you've read the recent issues of Deep Matter Monthly, Mr. Nash and Mr. Shu are... two of the most influential Deep Matter friends of us.
The people who have informed our thinking a lot.
Yes.
And a lot of Deep Matterian sentiment relates to them.
So this is a special
treat
for our radio listeners.
Can we get them to say hi again?
Sure, yeah. Mr. Nash, would you please?
Just say hello.
Hello.
Mr. Shu.
Hello.
Thank you. So there you have it. So yeah, this is exciting. So they're going to hopefully just contribute, interject when they feel like it. They're both slightly uncomfortable with the prospect, so...
As everyone is.
So it probably will end up being us talking the most.
So it'll probably end up being a really good episode.
Yeah. I'm going to move over so you can get closer. That's probably going to be a lot in my...
What's a Deep Matterian topic?
Do you ever get urges to jump off this balcony as Mr. Shu was...
I actually was just thinking the same thing all the time.
Really?
When we first sat down, I thought about if I was lying on the table there and I rolled it, I fell right over the edge.
If you rolled over on the table?
Yeah. Or if I go out on the table to get to the bike, how precarious that would be.
Lately, my fear of someone going off the balcony is getting worse. I get really scared every time someone is even close to the balcony, standing up.
Really?
And I can't look at them. I have to demand that they get away.
I had to leave the sunset before because Chris was taking pictures. I thought he was gonna drop his camera. Causing stress.
Yeah, I got spine tingling. I feel it to the core.
I find I don't
And then I start imagining it's crazy.
Less. I wonder. Okay, being in a relationship, I feel I'm not, it's all a matter of degrees, but I'm, maybe slightly more, or slightly less risk averse, which is, a double negative. I'm slightly more into taking risks or whatever, and not taking risks, I just mean, it doesn't bother me as much to be close to the...
More risk averse.
Pardon?
I was more risk averse, double negative.
I said less... risk adverse, which adverse is opposed to. Anyway, it's not important.
Anyways!
Probably gonna have to edit that, because those destroy.
We're gonna have to edit that to repeat it several times. Yeah.
And I wonder if it's because, with a sense of, contentment or something, it's a way to keep, keep the juice flowing. And I don't like this topic, actually. I'm dropping it.
What? How do you tell me? This is the best topic we've
ever had. It was, but everyone sneezing a little assholes during it.
What the fuck are you talking about? I have allergies.
It was poorly received. We're dropping it.
What? I'm going to continue for the rest of my life.
Well, I'm done with it, so you can have it.
Okay, I'll have it forever. when we first moved into this apartment, Mr. Nash's father leaned over the railing like a maniac, right? And to this day, it's disturbing.
A recurring nightmare I have is Alex on a ladder perched out, shooting out from the balcony, doing something out there. It's a really horrible memory, horrible thought.
Wait, what is it?
It's like you sticking, the ladder's stuck
a
in the
ladder?
Bars here. And it's shooting out. You're out there changing a light bulb or something. It doesn't make sense, but in my dream it makes sense. But I'm telling you to get back in. It's really horrible.
I only remember the hammock thing.
No, it's always Dr. Seuss. You know those pictures with the...
Yeah.
It's always this kind of contraptions, sticking out. Yeah.
Like unstable.
Yeah.
Pipes.
Horrifying things, yeah.
Was that a recurring dream?
Yeah, I had it at least two or three times. Different situations with people shooting out from it.
It's really stupid. Yeah,
what are you saying?
Well, there was the other thing that you made reference to of there are these little poles that stick out above the balcony, and
it's rainwater spouts.
Yeah, for drainage from when it rains. And Joel and Alexander have talked about the idea of how scary it would be to hang a hammock from those and lean basically above 14 stories above road level or whatever. How disturbing that would be.
Yeah. And another thing is, I have this weird thing when I get to the apartment after having not been here for a while, and when I know someone's been here, for some reason I look down and check to see if there's a body. I don't know why I can't do that.
Check where?
Check for bodies on the bottom. As if someone jumped from the thing.
Oh, down there, down the street level?
Yeah.
It's really macabre, because you might have to edit this out, because it's kind of weird, too. But I literally, before you came home, I thought, I wonder if someone jumped. I wonder how long it would be for someone to notice that they jumped.
Oh,
I literally had that thought.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Yeah, I think I've thought of that, too. No, but the worst thing, I've had, yeah, just fears of seeing imagine seeing someone passing by.
Your fears are all about other people.
Yeah.
My fears are about me jumping.
About you jumping?
Yeah.
But you jumping, not even you falling, making an active decision.
Is it
to
the fear of your psyche, your mental state?
Yeah, that it would temporarily go insane.
I sometimes got that too, yeah. What if I lose control? If I have a mental spasm or something, pop a flinch or something.
Perfect coordinated muscle spasm that would just jump Olympic.
Yeah, it goes and squirts
the frog spasm.
It's a grasshopper.
Yeah, one of my other irrational fears is fear of deep water, if you're out in a big lake.
Really?
Yeah,
me too.
Alex has been telling you about this.
I didn't know anyone else had that.
Yeah, I'm afraid of big fish or big aquatic.
Yeah, I'm scared of any big thing underwater. Pretty much anything underwater, but especially big things for some reason.
Yeah, drowning.
In lakes, in dark water, in a lake,
Anything the size of a bass or something, I wouldn't want something like that swimming with me.
When you go swimming, do you check the bottom for bodies like you do on the balcony?
No. Oh, sorry. I guess you weren't talking to me.
Thank you.
No, that's the issue. I wish I could check the bottom. It's a pitch block. So recently I went to a cottage type of situation. I went kayaking and stuff. But it was...
I couldn't even get you into a canoe.
To a canoe?
Yeah.
When?
When we went to Toronto Island.
Oh, yeah, no, that canoes are, scary.
What?
Kayaks are more tipsy.
Yeah, kayaks are way easier.
No, it's the opposite. Canoes are more easy.
Well, kayaks are designed for you to be able to tip them.
What? No, it's the opposite. Kayaks are flat as a pancake.
Are you talking about the same thing?
kayaks?
Yeah,
kayaks.
I know you're talking.
Like a single person boat.
Flat is the first word I'd use to describe it.
Yeah, no, I've been in like 100 kayaks, and I tried to like rock to the shit out of them, and it never does anything.
It must be like a juggernaut.
You'd have to be like kayak, like Godzilla to like knock.
It's like a bumper car kayak or something.
Yeah, but like canoes, like yeah, I've been told that they too. But
told by like a baby?
Yeah, like a 100-year-old baby. But anyway.
Yeah,
101-year-old babies? Oh.
So this recent experience with dark water, like, yeah, resurrected my, like, my fears of, my fears of dark water. There was one incident in particular that, like, scared the shit out of me. We were going, like, near this, like, a tree, like, a giant tree had fallen into the water near the shore, and there were, like, branches that stuck out of it, and, I was, like, stuck out of the water from the tree, and, yeah, the idea of this massive tree, like, under dark water, like, who knows what's down there.
Well, that's so fun, that's amazing.
Idea to me. Why doesn't this trigger your big thing underwater?
Well, I have a memory of being in the lake, and, there was a big tree underneath, and the water was relatively clear, so you can see a lot of the tree, but it goes down to darkness,
yeah.
And there are tons of branches.
Whoa.
And moss. And I remember looking in, and I don't wear my glasses underwater, so I don't see too well. I remember
even
looking at somebody that like looked kind of like a body or something.
You can't wear.
And I remember, some people wear special prescription goggles, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember looking at something that like looked kind of like a body, and then going forward to investigate.
Why would you investigate that? I would like investigate, investigate how fast I could get away from
it. Yes.
Well, no. Like, I have to reassure myself like that it wasn't a body, because otherwise, like, I can't stay in the water. So I went closer, and it was kind of like a branch.
Branch.
You mistook a branch for a body.
So you mistook it for Alexander.
It's pretty thick.
Probably was a thick branch.
Yeah, it must have been pretty thick.
Thick, like smooth branch.
I think you guys are missing the point of the story.
I think we're getting the point. We're in the middle. You're
not supposed to analyze my psyche. Like, judging my sight.
We just did hook, line, and sinker.
I'm trying to tell you a personal story.
I'm trying to hear it to analyze it. So go on.
Well, you're going to give me incentive for telling you a story in the future.
I didn't know such a sensitive topic.
Sorry, to continue.
Usually it wouldn't be, but since we're being broadcast, you expect a slightly more respectful truth.
Sorry, to continue on, please.
We're just kidding, we're all just having fun. Everyone, you can't see my face, but we're all laughing.
Just kidding, nothing to see here.
Are you done then?
Yeah.
On a serious note, like, ends Chen's joking around like crazy over there. I have a thing, like, it's not, I don't really have a fear of water, but I have like a discomfort with like the blackness of water, like the, and just like my general dislike of, something so massive that I can't, like, know.
Outer,
like,
space?
Well,
outer space horrifies me.
But it's, like, it's not even so much that thing.
For
it's
me, I don't get out of space.
The idea that I can't, like, conquer it, that it's, like, it's beyond my, like, comprehension, because, like, I can't ever know. Like, I can't, map every piece of it and know, like, okay, there's the branch there, this is there. And it's, like, that same kind of anxiety I feel, like, even on a more general sense, like, being, especially when I first got to know, like, before I really got to know Toronto, and it was just this big, overwhelming city to me, and it really bothered me that I couldn't know it, like, that there would always be a million things going on that I would never even know about, and that drove me insane, and it's the same kind of thing that gives me a bit of anxiety when I see, like, a big body of water, that it's just, there's, like, infinite number of things going on down there that I can't know, and I don't know if that's, like, an arrogance or something of, like, I must know it all, I must be, like, God or whatever, like, I must have an understanding of everything, but for some reason I really desire that, like,
yeah.
To have, like, a full control, like, if I know everything, then I can, like, account for everything. I can, like...
Yeah, well, something to me is, like, not only the blackness of the water of a lake, but, like, the deepness, or the depth, I guess. Like, who knows what's down there? And I don't know why that disturbs me so much, but it's like, really gross. It's
like a... Don't you think it's just a basic survival kind of instinct that you don't want
it? Well, it seems, like, bad for survival, because if I fell in water, I'd, like, rather drown than... swim or something, it's so disturbing.
No, but just,
someone to shoot me then.
Just the idea that... just that you want to avoid going into a situation where you don't know if there's something around that might eat you.
Yeah, like the...
Yeah, but it's not really... That's the
like
weird thing.
Healthy fear of the...
Because everyone always... says that like there's nothing down there, but it's not about like a creature or physical harm or anything like that. It's just the like it's the idea of like another world that we can't see or something. It's like right underneath. And, like,
it's like, for me, it
is. It's like a black hole. And it's interesting you said that thing about outer space, Mr. Nash, because that's what I was thinking at the lake. That I love space and like looking into space and thinking about space. So why is there this difference that when I look into this blackness, like, of infinite unknownness, like, why can't I enjoy this? But then I realize that outer space isn't pulling me into it at all times, or, like, if I jump out of my boat or
So, wait, what precisely is it about outer space for you, Joel?
I don't know. I think after seeing Space 2001 or like
Space Odyssey? Yeah.
Yeah. There's that scene where the guy gets cut off from the...
where he's just floating.
Yeah, and I find that really disturbing. Yeah. He could, like, literally go forever and, like, not touch anything and be, like, lost completely and, like literally completely. Like, he'd be... Yeah, there's a... the idea of, like, infinite is, like, really bugs me a lot, and even though the sea, I know, is, like, almost...
Yeah, infinite.
Infinite, but it's, like, still there is, like, finite limits to it, but I feel like space is, like, literally infinite, and that, like, really bothers me. Thinking about anything going on forever or happening forever is...
Yeah, like, I think that, yeah, I think that you've, like, spread that to me, that infinite fear of it, that, you used to talk about the religious concept of, like, living forever. You, like, convinced me that it's, like, disturbing.
Yeah.
But I never used to think about it that way.
Whenever I think of that, all I can think of is, like, running in the sand, like, in the dunes for, like, forever, and it makes me really depressed.
I've always thought about the infinite, but no, not about space, but about death. That's the only kind of infinite that I think I'm going to encounter.
What is?
But you'll, it's also the one that you'll never...
Death.
Like, yeah, but you won't encounter it.
You won't know it.
Yeah, but, well, it's gonna... It's like a... It depends on how you think about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's really weird. It's like that, the only thing that I want... Yeah, my engagement with infinity is, like, I want it to be, like, a non-engagement. Like,
yeah.
I can't deal with it, actually.
Yeah.
Sensible engagement.
Yeah, so death bothers me in that sense, and it's... Like, I've thought about it since I was a kid, actually.
And, no, that's, like, comforting to me.
Yeah, definitely
really
comforting.
The idea, like, just nothingness is really comforting.
Yeah, like, ends really... all worries. Or...
Well, the fact that I don't know what it feels like is really... I find that really disturbing.
But you'll never know because you won't feel it.
Yeah, so, well...
It's the end of your feeling.
Well, yeah, the fact that I don't know, just, like, I don't like that feeling.
Yeah. Hmm.
I remember my parents, they found it really funny that, like, when I was a kid, I think I must have been about, like, 6 or 7 thereabouts, like, one night I couldn't go to bed, and my mom asked me why, and I said, oh, I don't want to die. And they thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
They thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they told me. They told me afterwards, like, it was like a joke to them.
Your death is a joke to them.
I'm gonna say, they told you afterwards, like, they're sorry for having laughed.
No, I don't remember if they laugh on the spot. That would be really funny, actually.
They like, offered to buy you like a coffin or something.
Yeah, like you,
you woke up in a coffin. Oh. Exchanged your bed.
And they were like standing above you in the suits or whatever. Yeah, and like black. You get like to believe it was your funeral. As soon as you woke up, like, we are gathered here today to mourn the
greatest child abuse.
Wasn't that a kind of therapy, like, confronting your
therapy? It's gestalt therapy or whatever.
Like, pseudo-death?
Yeah.
Acting
like homicide therapy.
Yeah, that therapy, the principles would be like, this is the worst moment of your life, so everything will get better from here.
Wasn't that like, Hall or Landmark Forum things, too? The same
thing. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, they tear
I'm
you
pretty
down.
Sure, yeah, it's like, look around you, pretend everyone around you hates you. Like, imagine them, like, hating you right now. Like, think how their eyes are boring into you. And everyone's, like, crying. It's like, now everyone feels the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you may, like, leave.
There's nothing better.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, in all of those kind of cult or nearing cult things, like, that's the whole process is breaking you down, like destroying you, and then they can rebuild you in their own image.
Mm-hmm.
But related to that death thing, I still remember like when I first became afraid of death, or like even really started to think about death as a concept. Like I literally, it's one of my vivid early memories, and I was watching Land Before Time, where like the mother dies or whatever, and like it really disturbed me. And I remember asking my parents like, what? Because I guess I wanted to be comforted or something. Like, what happens when you die? And then they're like, oh, you get, like, buried in the ground. And that was, like, it was so disturbing to me because I had no concept. Like, when you think about it, like, being buried is kind of odd. Like, if you have no cultural, like, understanding of that. So I literally, like, I was like...
You don't know that you're dead or anything.
Yeah. So I didn't, like, Yeah, I didn't have, like a proper understanding of death. And I didn't have, like, a... cultural conception of like religious or like practices surrounding death. So this whole thing was so weird to me, and it was like to the point where I convinced myself, because I was so like disturbed by that concept, that I had misunderstood it. Like, oh no, they obviously don't mean like buried in the ground. Like, I obviously like didn't hear that properly or something.
Metaphorical.
Yeah, like, oh, they'll
understand when I'm older and shit.
Yeah, exactly. It'll all be less disturbing. So that, like, really bothered me, and I remember, like, that kept me up, like, at night or whatever.
Why didn't you ask for elaboration?
Because I don't know, like, I think I was, like, too shocked or something.
You're afraid of what you might hear.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Like, I couldn't bear to, like, know
anything. Yeah, wouldn't they say more than that?
My ignorance was bliss. I think they wanted to get on with the movie or something. Because it was, like, during it. It wasn't, like, afterwards. So I had to watch the rest of the movie with, like, that thought in mind.
At least they didn't laugh at you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're almost too honest.
They tie into the idea of, like childhood fears and, like, death and stuff. I remember, Infinity. Like, I had a thing when I was younger. Where I was, like, it was my first, like, encounter with, like, depression or something. I was, like, 10 or 12 or something. I think I've probably told...
Ebola?
Well, there was that one. There was another one, too, before that, I think. Where it was, like, I started thinking about, like... It's really weird. It was like the mundaneness or mundanity, what's that word?
Minutia?
Of life, though. Like, I started thinking, like, it was really weird when I think back about
it. Yeah,
it was like, for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to blink. Like, swallow.
Yeah, I remember
I was like, oh, I just swallowed. Like, how many more swallows will there be in my life? And it was like, oh, I can't bear it. Or something like that. I couldn't stand the thought of it, and I couldn't sleep. Like, I had, like, insomnia for, like, a couple of nights, because I couldn't, like... Yeah, I couldn't imagine the thought of having to, like... Oh, another blink. My muscles, will they be able to take it? Like, it's really... It sounds, like, funny, but it's really scary at the time. It's, like, that idea of, like, doing something forever, even if it's not bad, necessarily. It's like, oh, I can't do it forever. Like, how will I be able to handle it?
I have one thing that... what Mr. Nash said about space being... like the emptiness of it and infiniteness of it being like scary.
Mm-hmm.
For me, yeah, space isn't scary in that way because of that emptiness that there's. You can see what's around you because everything, like, and if you're let loose into space, like, it would be presumably you could see the things around you and you wouldn't be hitting the thing, but in like the lake situation, like it's like stuffed with junk or like who knows what's in that darkness.
This is gonna sound like a really poor legitimation of it, but I feel like in space you can't hear yourself. In the ocean, be even underwater.
Yeah, it's like an acknowledgement that you exist.
Yeah, it's like,
something.
Yeah, it's even worse. Isn't this good night I go? But in space, it'd be like silence. Like, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, that's true. I never even thought it's terrible. I viewed like water, like large bodies of water in space is somewhat equivalent in my mind. Like, they both represented like a certain vastness and unknowability that, like, bothered me, but now, like, space is winning out. It's disturbing me more.
So maybe in conclusion, we can summarize what all our feelings about certain things. Like, water, space, we can all say, like, we find this scary, not scary.
Okay, well, they're both,
space is the most comforting idea to me.
Like, space.
Like, I'm not exactly.
Well, because do you view space as,
like it's
death
one of my
or something?
Happiest. No, like I love thinking about space and looking at pictures of space.
Going to space.
No, it's like the great mirage. Everything's like, oh, that's pretty. Oh, it's like 3 billion like light years away.
Yeah,
that's
incredible. Well, that's the whole. Yeah, doesn't that disturb you? Like, kind of like that. Like the fact that you know the whole idea that since stars are so far away and like the light takes so long to get here, that what we see, yeah, we're seeing the past, and what we see could be like dead by now. So it's like, I don't know. That ties into a certain like. Unknowingness in space, like yes, this is here. Like yes, I know this, but like that could not be true at all because it's so far away that like what you see might not exist anymore. Like it's a falseness.
Wouldn't that be weird though? Because if things are really far away, then the light. Do you know what I mean? Like by the time the light
reaches,
like things would be differently positioned. Then it's hard to explain, but like things would. Yeah, I have to think about it. I can't like, do it here. Like,
imagine if you're somehow going into space at a ridiculously fast speed, or whatever, and and I wonder what it would look like if the stars would start shifting to their new positions. Or, like, it would be like looking into like a fast forward
spaghetti ball.
Of how things would look, or whatever. Like things would move into their histories, or like would be, like would go into. It's really weird to think about. And some things would disappear, like as they.
But yeah, I think that's...
stars died and stuff.
That concept, actually, that you brought up. I never really thought about
that.
Yeah, the silence and, like, the fact that, like... Yes, it's like you might as well not even exist in space. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no point to you.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely
there.
Hostile. Like,
yeah.
The ocean isn't, like, good for your life, but you can actually survive there for a little while. It's something that, like, even with sharks or something.
Yeah.
Like, in space, it's literally completely hostile. And it doesn't... It looks like... It's, like, the absolute primary, like... Like it's like light and shadow, and like there's some color, but
it's
just
so
like,
beautiful. But I love the
it's like
contrast.
The most
it's like terrifying simplicity or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like stripped away everything. And it's like you're part of what needs to be stripped away.
Yeah.
It's like modernism.
modern space,
and hence the lake being like 100 times scarier.
I don't know. That's good. That's interesting. So yeah, I prefer lakes to space.
Mr. Shu, you haven't said anything about space, have you?
I don't find them scary.
You find space scary?
No.
Smokeball?
So is your conclusion that you are not afraid of anything? Is that your conclusion from this?
Wait,
well,
no, but he said he was scared
afraid of balconies or high places.
Oh, yes.
And
okay.
Deep water.
Well, space is pretty damn high, you gotta say. Okay, would you be scared of, like, the atmosphere just to start plummeting down? And how would that be then?
Well, yeah.
Because it'd be space plus heights. An amalgam.
Would you like going into space?
No.
No?
Would you? Wait, would you want to go into space?
Yeah, it's
so, like, say, like, in, like, 30 years, like, space tourism becomes a thing, and say it costs, like, $100 to go into space, would you do it?
If it wasn't horrendous for the world, I would love it more than anything.
Oh, I know. See,
like,
I
being
know
on, like, a spaceship or something, like, if there's, like, a glass, like, wall or something.
That's so, no, cause
that's
it's
my
so,
dream.
That's so weird, because you're, like, the, one of the, well, not the quintessential, but you're, like, one of the people who really loves to be in, like, local and, like, Yeah, but I like to travel and stuff, but that the idea of traveling like intergalactically like, doesn't like, appeal to me at all. I don't care at all about like seeing in space.
Yeah, I find it weird that to learn that my
you're like micro and like super like, macro.
Think,
is
yeah,
macro
think
is
intergalactic.
Absolutely. Yeah. What would the Venusians do?
That's really good. Anything else that people want to know?
Wait, so with deep lakes, what is it that's scary of it?
Deep lakes?
Uh-huh.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought you just said it was like the idea of seeing a big thing or like big things being done.
Yeah, that's. Well, it's the same as you, I think, more or less.
Yeah, but you said you loved the idea of the giant tree going into the bottom of the water.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's the most disturbing
thing. Well, the tree's not alive, so. I'm afraid of living things.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about living.
I think for me too, the water is like a theoretical thing. Like some of the scariest things that I can think of sea or the ocean are like diagrams I see, like the Titanic, like and how many of them it would take to go to like, the bottom of the ocean. Like
yes.
It's awful.
Yeah,
yeah, it's disgusting.
So interesting.
Not all. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I don't like to think of that.
No, I'm afraid of living things swimming around, like. Big turtle or big fish, something like that.
Turtle.
Yeah.
Like imagine if Toronto was covered in water and
fantastic.
Like imagine this would trigger my fear of like if you're in a lake and you came across the the tip of the CN Tower like in the water and knowing that it's that deep.
Which is, like, really nothing compared to the ocean.
Yeah, that would be the most disturbing thing in the world.
Yeah, if you think about the ocean, like, right now, like, how high... That would go, like...
How high is the CN Tower? How tall is it?
I think about 1,400 meters. Or no, sorry, a few hundred.
I thought it was 500.
Yeah, something like that.
So less than a kilometer. Far less than a kilometer. And, what's the ocean is, like, what, 6 miles deep as a general rule?
Yeah, something like that, right?
So it's, like, a... Like, I don't even know.
Like,
I won't embarrass myself by doing the math.
So it'd be like it'd be like 20 times deeper than the CN Tower.
It's 20 CN Towers.
Yeah, that's really disturbing.
So gross.
And yeah, you could never know that, and that's what drives me insane.
If you had a submarine.
But it doesn't matter.
I was
going to
ask, though, would you ever want to be a submarine driver?
A little bit scary.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, that'd disturb the shit.
But it's much better than being a diver.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's like the
Cocteau, whatever his name is.
Croissant. Crouton.
Jules Verne, one of those guys.
Yeah.